Will not King Richard let me speak with him?
No, my good lord. Therefore, be patient.
Hastings and Edward's children, Ray and Rivers, Holy King Henry and thy fair son Edward, born, and all that have miscarried by underhand, corrupted foul injustice. If that your moody, discontented souls do through the clouds behold this present hour, even for revenge mock my destruction. This is All Souls' Day, fellow, is it not?
It is.
By then, All Souls' Day is my body's doomsday. This is the day which, in King Edward's time, I wished might fall on me, when I was found false to his children and his wife's allies. This is the day wherein I wished to fall by the false faith of him whom most I trusted. This All Souls' Day to my fearful soul is the determined respite of my wrongs. That high all-seer which I dallied with hath turned my feigned prayer on my head and given in earnest what I begged in jest. Thus doth he force the swords of wicked men to turn their own points in their master's bosom. Thus Margaret's curse falls heavy on my neck. When he, quoth she, shall split thy heart with sorrow. Remember, Margaret was a prophetess. Come, Radcliffe, lead me to the block of shame. Wrong hath but wrong and blame, the due of blame.
Fellows in arms and my most loving friends, bruised underneath the yoke of tyranny. Thus far into the bowels of the land have we marched on without impediment. And here receive we from our father Stanley lines of fair comfort and encouragement. The wretched, bloody and usurping boar that spoiled your summer fields and fruitful vines swills your warm blood like wash and makes his trough in your embowelled bosoms. This foul swine is now even in the centre of this isle, near to the town of Leicester, as we learn. From Tamworth thither is but one day's march. In God's name, cheerly on, courageous friends, to reap the harvest of perpetual peace by this one bloody trial of sharp war.
Every man's conscience is 1,000 men to fight against this guilty homicide.
I doubt not, but his friends will turn to us.
He hath no friends, but what are friends for fear? Aye. Which in his dearest need will fly from him.
All for our vantage. Then in God's name, march. True hope is swift and flies with swallow's wings. Kings it makes gods, and meaner creatures kings.
Here pitch our tent, even here in Bosworth Field. My Lord of Surrey, why look you so sad?
My heart is 10 times lighter than my looks.
My Lord of Norfolk.
Here, most gracious liege.
Norfolk, we must have Knox, huh? Must we not?
We must both give and take, my loving lord.
Up with my tent! Here will I lie tonight.
But where tomorrow? Well, all's one for that.
Who hath described the number of the traitors?
6,000 or 7,000 is their utmost power.
Why, our battalion trebles that account. Besides, the king's name is a tower of strength which they upon the adverse faction want. Up with the tent! Come, noble gentlemen, let us survey the vantage of the ground. Call for some men of sound direction. Let's lack no discipline. Make no delay. The Lord's tomorrow is a busy day.
The weary sun hath made a golden set. And by the bright track of his fiery car gives token of a goodly day tomorrow. Sir William Brandon, you shall bear my standard. Give me some ink and paper in my tent. I'll draw the four-man model of our battle, limit each leader to his several charge, and part in just proportion our small power. My Lord of Dorset, you, Sir William Brandon, and you, Sir Walter Herbert, stay with me. The Earl of Pembroke keeps his regiment. Good Captain Blunt, bear my good night to him. And by the second hour in the morning, desire the Earl to see me in my tent. Yet one thing more, good Captain, do for me. Where is Lord Stanley quartered, do you know?
Unless I have mistaken his colours much, which well I am assured I have not done, his regiment lies half a mile at least south from the mighty power of the king.
If without peril it be possible, sweet Blunt, make some good means to speak with him, and give him from me this most needful note.
Upon my life, my lord, I'll undertake it. So, God give you quiet rest tonight.
Good night. Good Captain Blunt. Come, gentlemen, let us consult upon tomorrow's business. Into my tent. The dew is raw and cold.
What is the clock?
It's supper time, my lord. It's 9 o'clock.
I will not sup tonight. Give me some ink and paper. What is my armor easier than it was?
It is, my liege, and all things are in readiness.
Good Norfolk. Hie thee to thy charge. Use careful watch. Choose trusty sentinels.
I go, my lord.
Stir with the lark tomorrow, gentle Norfolk.
I warrant you, my lord.
My lord.
Send out a pursuivant and at arms to Stanley's regiment. Bid him bring his power before sun rising, lest his son George fall into the blind cave of eternal night. Fill me a bowl of wine.
Give me a watch! Saddle White Surrey for the field tomorrow. Look that my staves be sound and not too heavy. Ratcliffe.
My lord.
Sawst thou the melancholy Lord Northumberland?
Thomas the Earl of Surrey and himself, much about cockshut time from troop to troop, went through the army, cheering up the soldiers.
So, I am satisfied. Give me a bowl of wine. I have not that alacrity of spirit nor cheer of mind that I was wont to have. Set it down. Is ink and paper ready?
It is, my lord.
Bid my guard watch. Leave me. Ratcliffe. About the mid of night, come to my tent and help to arm me. Leave me, I say.
fortune and victory sit on thy helm.
All comfort that the dark knight can afford be to thy person, noble father-in-law. Tell me, how fares our loving mother?
I, by attorney, bless thee from thy mother, who prays continually for Richmond's good. So much for that. The silent hours steal on, and flaky darkness breaks within the east. In brief, for so the season bids us be, prepare thy battle early in the morning, and put thy fortune to the arbitrements of bloody strokes and mortal staring war. I, as I may, that which I would I cannot, with best advantage will deceive the time and aid thee in this doubtful shock of arms. But on thy side I may not be too forward, lest being seen thy brother, tender George, be executed in his father's sight. Farewell. The leisure and the fearful time cuts off the ceremonious vows of love which so long sundered friends should dwell upon. God give us leisure for these rites of love. Once more adieu. Be valiant and speed well.
Good lords, conduct him to his regiment. I'll strive with troubled thoughts to take a nap, lest leaden slumber pays me down tomorrow when I should mount with wings of victory. Once more, good night, kind lords and gentlemen.
O thou whose captain I account myself, look on my forces with a gracious eye. Put in their hands thy bruising irons of wrath, that they may crush down with a heavy fall the usurping helmets of our adversaries. Make us thy ministers of chastisement, that we may praise thee in the victory. To thee I do commend my watchful soul, ere I let fall the windows of mine eyes. Sleeping and waking, O defend me still.
My prayers on the adverse party fight, and there the little souls of Edward's children whisper the spirits of thine enemies and promise them success and victory. Bloody thou art, bloody will be thy end. Shame serves thy life, and doth thy death attend.
Let me sit heavy on thy soul tomorrow. Think how thou stabs me in my prime of youth at Tewkesbury. Despair, therefore, and die. Be cheerful, Richmond, for the wronged souls of butchered princes fight in thy behalf. King Henry's issue, Richmond, comforts thee.
When I was mortal, my anointed body by thee was punched full of deadly holes. Think on the tower and me. Despair and die. Harry the Sixth bids thee despair and die.
Virtuous and holy, be thou conqueror. Harry that prophesied thou shouldst be king doth comfort thee in thy sleep. Live and flourish.
Let me sit heavy in thy soul tomorrow. I that was washed to death with fulsome wine. Poor Clarence, by thy guile betrayed to death. Tomorrow in the battle think on me, and fall thy edgeless sword. Despair and die.
Thou offspring of the House of Lancaster, the wronged heirs of York do pray for thee. Good angels guard thy battle. Live and flourish.
Let me sit heavy in thy soul tomorrow. Rivers that died at Pomfret. Despair and die.
Think upon Grey and let thy soul despair.
Think upon Vaughan. With guilty fear let fall thy lance. Despair and die.
Awake. And think our wrongs in Richard's bosom will conquer him. Awake and win the day.
Bloody and guilty. Guiltily awake. And in a bloody battle end thy days. Think on Lord Hastings. Despair and die. Quiet, untroubled soul. Awake Awake. Arm, fight, and conquer for fair England's sake.
Dream on thy cousins smothered in the tower. Let us be led within thy bosom, Richard, and weigh thee down to ruin, shame, and death. Thy nephew's souls bid thee despair and die. Sleep, Richmond. Sleep in peace and wake in joy. Good angels guard thee from the boar's annoy. Live and beget a happy race of kings. Edward's unhappy sons do bid thee flourish.
Richard, thy wife. That Richard and thy wife, that never slept a quiet hour with thee, now fills thy sleep with perturbations. Tomorrow in the battle, think on me, and fall thy edgeless sword. Despair and die. Thou quiet soul, sleep thou a quiet sleep. Dream of success and happy victory. Thy adversary's wife doth pray for thee.
Last was I that felt thy tyranny. Oh, in the battle, think of Buckingham, die in terror of thy guiltiness. Dream on. Dream on of bloody deeds and death. Fainting despair, despairing, yield thy breath. I died for hope ere I could lend thee aid. But cheer thy heart and be thou not dismayed. God and good angels fight on Richmond's side. And Richard fall in height of all his pride.
Give me another horse! Bind up my wounds! Have mercy, Jesus.
Softly did I dream. Coward conscience, how dost thou afflict me? The lights burn blue. It is now dead midnight. Cold fearful drops stand on my trembling flesh. What do I fear? Myself. There's none else by. Richard loves Richard, that is I and I. Is there a murderer here? No.
Yes,
I am. Then fly. What, from myself? Great reason why, lest I revenge. What, myself upon myself? Alack, I love myself. Wherefore, for any good that I myself have done unto myself? Oh, no, alas, I rather hate myself for hateful deeds committed by myself. I am a villain, yet I lie, I am not. Fool of thyself, speak well. Fool, do not flatter! My conscience hath a thousand several tongues, and every tongue brings in a several tale, and every tale condemns me for a villain. Perjury, perjury in the highest degree. Murder, stern murder in the highest degree. All several sins, all used in each degree. Thronged to the bar, crying all guilty, guilty. I shall despair. There is no creature loves me. And if I die, no soul will pity me. And wherefore should they? Since that I myself find in myself no pity to myself. Thought the souls of all that I had murdered came to my tent, and every one did threat tomorrow's vengeance on the head of Richard.
My lord?
Soons, who is there?
Ratcliffe, my lord. It is I. The early village cock hath twice done salutation to the morn. Your friends are up and buckle on their armor.
Ratcliffe, I have dreamed a fearful dream. What thinkest thou? Will our friends prove all true?
No doubt, my lord.
If I fear. I fear.
Nay, good my lord, be not afraid of shadows.
By the Apostle Paul, shadows tonight have struck more terror to the soul of Richard than can the substance of a thousand soldiers armed in proof and led by Shallow Richmond. It is not yet near day. Come, go with me.
Under our tents, I'll play the eavesdropper to see if any mean to shrink from me.
Tomorrow, my lord.
Oh.
Cry mercy, lords and watchful gentlemen, that you have ta'en a tardy sluggard here.
How have you slept, my lord?
The sweetest sleep and fairest boding dreams that ever entered in a drowsy head have I since your departure had, my lords. Methought their souls, whose bodies Richard murdered, came to my tent and cried on victory.
I promise you, my soul is very jocund in the remembrance of so fair a dream. How far into the morning is it, lords?
Upon the stroke of four.
Why then? It is time to arm and give direction.
More than I have said, loving countrymen, the leisure and enforcement of the time forbids to dwell upon. Yet remember this. God and our good cause fight upon our side. The prayers of holy saints and wronged souls, like hyriate bulwarks, stand before our faces. Richard, accept. Those whom we fight against had rather have us win than him they follow. For what is he they follow? Truly, gentlemen, a bloody tyrant and a homicide. One raised in blood, and one in blood established. One that made means to come by what he hath, and slaughtered those that were the means to help him. A base, foul stone, made precious by the foil of England's chair, where he is falsely set. One that hath ever been God's enemy. Then, if you fight against God's enemy, God will, in justice, ward you as his soldiers. If you do sweat to put a tyrant down, you sleep in peace, the tyrant being slain. If you do fight against your country's foes, your country's fat shall pay your pains the higher. If you do fight in safeguard of your wives shall welcome home the conquerors. If you do free your children from the sword, your children's children quits it in your age, then, in the name of God and all these rights, advance your standards, draw your willing swords. For me, the ransom of my bold attempt shall be this cold corpse on the earth's cold face. But if I thrive, the gain of my attempt, the least of you shall share his part thereof. Sound drums and trumpets boldly and cheerfully. God and St. George! Richmond and victory!
Richmond and
victory! And what said Northumberland as touching Richmond?
That he was never trained up in arms.
He said the truth. And what said Surrey then?
He smiled and said the better for our purpose.
He was in the right, and so indeed it is.
Tell the clock there. Give me a calendar. Who saw the sun today?
Not I, my lord.
Then he disdains to shine, for by the book he should have braved the east an hour ago. A black day will it be to somebody.
Ratcliffe.
My lord.
The sun will not be seen today. The sky doth frown an hour upon our army. I would these dewy tears were from the ground. Not shine today. Why, what is that to me more than to Richmond? For the selfsame heaven that frowns on me looks sadly upon him.
Arm! Arm, my lord! The foe vaults in the field!
Come, bustle, bustle! Caparison, my horse! Call up Lord Stanley, bid him bring his power. I will lead forth my soldiers to the plain, and thus my battle shall be ordered. My forward shall be drawn out all at length, consisting equally of horse and foot. Our archers shall be placed in the midst. John, Duke of Norfolk, Thomas, Earl of Surrey, shall have the leading of this foot and horse. They thus directed, we will follow in the main battle, whose puissance on either side shall be well winged with our chiefest horse. This and St. George to boot. What thinkst thou, Norfolk?
A good direction, warlike sovereign. This I found on my tent this morning.
Jockey of Norfolk, be not so bold.
For Dickon, thy master, is bought and sold. A thing devised by the enemy. Go, gentlemen, every man unto his charge. Let not our babbling dreams affright our souls. Conscience is but a word that cowards use, devised at first to keep the strong in awe. Our strong arms be our conscience, swords our law. March on, join bravely. Let us to it pell-mell, if not to heaven, then hand in hand to hell. What shall I say more than I have inferred? Remember whom you are to cope withal. A sort of vagabonds, rascals, and runaways. A scum of Bretons and base lackey peasants, whom their cloyed country vomits forth to desperate adventures and assured destruction. You, sleeping safe, they bring to you unrest. You, having lands and blessed with beauteous wives, they would restrain the one, disdain the other. And who doth lead them but a paltry fellow? A milksop, one that never in his life felt so much cold as overshoes in snow. Let's whip these stragglers o'er the seas again. Lash hence these overweening rags of France, these famished beggars weary of their lives, who, but for dreaming on this fond exploit, for want of means, poor rats, had hanged themselves. If we be conquered, let men conquer us, and not these bastard Bretons, whom our fathers have, in their own lands, beaten, bobbed, and thumped, and in record left them the heirs of shame. Shall these enjoy our lands? No. Lie with our wives? No. Ravish our daughters? No. Hark, I hear their drum. Fight, gentlemen of England. Fight, bold yeomen. Draw, archers, draw your arrows to the head. Spur your proud horses hard and ride in blood. Amaze the welkin with your broken staves. What says Lord Stanley? Will he bring his power?
My lord, it is the night to come.
Off with his son George's head.
My lord, the enemy is past the marsh. After the battle, let George Stanley die.
1,000 hearts are great within my bosom. Advance our standards, set upon our foes. Our ancient word of courage, fair St. George, inspire us with a spleen of fiery dragons. Upon them, victory sits on our heads.
Rescue! My lord of Norfolk, rescue, rescue! The king enacts more wonders than a man, daring and opposite to every danger. His horse is slain, and all on foot he fights, seeking for Richmond in the throat of death. Rescue, fair lord, or else the day is lost!
A horse! My kingdom for a horse!
Withdraw, my lord, I help you to a horse!
Slave! I have set my life upon a curse, and I will stand the hazard of the dying. I think there be 6 Richmonds in the field. 5 have I slain today instead of him. A horse! A horse, my kingdom, for a horse!
Yeah!
God in your arms be praised, victorious friends. The day is ours. The bloody dog is dead.
Courageous Richmond, well hast thou quit thee. Lo, hear this long usurped royalty. Wear it, enjoy it, and make much of it.
Great God of heaven, say amen to all. But tell me, is young George Stanley living?
He is, my lord, and safe in Leicester town. Whither, if it please you, we will now withdraw us.
Proclaim a pardon to the soldiers fled that in submission will return to us. And then, as we have tamed the sacrament, we will unite the white rose and the red. Smile, heaven, upon this fair conjunction that long have frowned upon their enmity. What traitor hears me and says not, amen.
Amen. Amen.
England hath long been mad and scarred herself. The brother blindly shed the brother's blood. The father rashly slaughtered his own son. The son compelled, being butcher to the sire. All this divided York and Lancaster. Divided in their dire division. Oh, now let Richmond and Elizabeth, the true succeeders of each royal house, by God's fair ordinance, conjoin together. And let their heirs, God, if thy will be so, enrich the time to come with smooth-faced peace, with smiling plenty and fair, prosperous days. Abate the edge of traitors, gracious Lord, that would reduce these bloody days again and make poor England weep in streams of blood. Let them not live to taste this land's increase that would with treason wound this fair land's peace. Now civil wounds are stopped, peace lives again. That she may long live here, God say amen.
Thank you.